mom, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys right now. But I appreciate my mom. I appreciate my children. I appreciate my husband. And I appreciate my grandmother because, believe it or not, if it wasn't for my grandmother, I probably would have just flipped the script on everybody and just left it alone. But she dug me out of some situations that I needed to get out of, and I appreciate that as well. So I just, to all of y'all out there, if you have a mom, cherish your mom because you only get one. No matter how bad you try to replace her or anything like that, you only get one. So remember, those of you that still have your mom, love your mom unconditionally. And you guys have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise God. I couldn't just say I'm proud. Amen. I'm a proud mom. I prayed, and that's what I encourage every mother to do today, is continue to pray, and know that every day is another day of miracles. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day once more to all of you out there. God bless.
Friends, once again, you've been listening to Truth Talk with Apostle George and Dr. Rebecca McKay, pastors and founders of True Life Testimony Christian Outreach Center, Incorporated in Holiday, Florida. Tune in again next week for another dynamic message, Truth Talk. I'm Brother Ken, getting ready to step out. It's been a pleasure, honor to be here with you all day. You all sit back, relax, and continue to learn the Word.
The music of love and inspiration. The best gospel music in the Bay. Tampa Bay's gospel leader. 1340 WTAN.
Good morning. What's afternoon? I guess good afternoon, everybody. All right. This is Living the Good Life. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And so looking forward to a great show with you today. And on our show today from our radio team will be two of our Indiana people from our church at Cornerstone that we had years ago. And that's Betty Thomas and her daughter, Megan Kramer. And they're a regular part of our radio team at Beacon of Hope, even though they're up in Indiana. And that's okay. And so we're excited about that. They'll come on here pretty soon. And it's always a joy to be with you, especially on this beautiful day because it's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there that are celebrating today. And that's a lot of people scattered around the globe, I'm sure. So happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and all of that. And I am all of that. And a couple years ago, I was very blessed with baby identical twin great-granddaughters from my granddaughter Rylan, her husband Taylor. And so I can claim all those titles today. And but they all call me just Nana Florida, so that's okay. So anyway, happy Mother's Day to everyone. And we're going to enjoy talking to Betty and Megan in a moment about Mother's Day. And for those of you who are maybe new to our broadcast today, we have just begun our 10th year on the on this station for this show. 10 years. And starting that right now. And that's exciting and wonderful. And we've been here every Sunday afternoon for a long time. We have a website. You can check us out at www.bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. Go there and check us out. And because of the modern technology and how blessed we are with that, we have the ability to have a whole lot of our shows up there on our website. There are almost 400 shows on our website. That's an awful lot of word of God for you to listen to. So in the middle of the night, if you can't sleep, or if you're just driving down the road and want to listen to something, just you can access us through, access these shows through bohmglobal.com. And there's tons of wonderful anointed shows there, great music, wonderful chat, a lot of good teaching of the word. And so we encourage you to write that down and access it. About a little over a year ago, year and a half ago, we were contacted by StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's an internet radio station that is worldwide in several countries, several cities across the United States. And we were blessed to be asked to put both of our weekly shows, the Sunday show, which is this one, and the Thursday night show, which is our life coaching show, which airs every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time on this same station. That show we call Go Yard, which means hit a home run. This is baseball season, and I've been a baseball fan since a little kid growing up playing it in Central America where our family lived as missionaries. And so baseball is dear to my heart. We named the show Go Yard. Actually, my oldest son Ryan named the show because it means hit a home run, and we... It's all about hitting a home run in life instead of striking out. The show is a life coaching show. My co-host is Dr. Angel Falzoni, part of our ministry. She is a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And we have a ton of shows now over after a year and a half on Go Yard on the Go Yard website that you can access. And they all have titles so you can figure out something you need to listen to. In the month of April, we just did a four-show series on addiction, and we entitled it All About Addiction. Those were the four shows in April. There's all kind; those are great, and there's all kinds of shows on every possible topic. So go to our website for that show. That's different than the website for this show. The Go Yard website is goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. So it's goyard2014.org. So go there, access those shows, and get some free counseling, because that's what it's all about. My many years of counseling and Dr. Angel's professional counseling, and she has 28 therapists under her. There's a lot of great insights and wisdom that will help you in whatever it is you're going through. So try to access that website also, and get those new shows. We're doing weekly shows there, both here on Sunday and on Thursday night. So the Thursday night show is Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel. And it airs at 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night, Eastern Standard Time. It also airs at noon, 12 noon Eastern, every Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. I'll give you that one more time if you want to write it down. It's a great way to access the shows you might miss when they come on live. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, we have this show, the Living the Good Life show. And then at noon, 12 noon, we have the show that is the Goyard Thursday night show. And so we encourage you to listen to our shows and get acquainted with ministry at Beacon of Hope. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area and want to visit us with for a service, we'll tell you later how to do that. And those are Wednesday night services. So in locally in Clearwater. This is going to be a wonderful show today. We've started a new series last Sunday entitled Right at the Fork. And it's talking about making life decisions that go along with God's plan for your life. And it was a great show last week. If you missed it, you can access it here until the end of the month, and then it'll go on our website at the website here, tantalk1340.com. At the radio station, go to the podcast page and go down to Living the Good Life, and you can find last week's show. So that's how we do all that. Okay, so let's get right going with a song called The Stand by Christian Stanfield. And this is a great song. You're going to love it.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before
completely.
Praise God. I'll stand. I'll stand. I love that song. And it says, offer this heart completely to you. What else can I do but offer this heart completely to you? And that is what we want to do. Let's start with prayer, and then we will be talking to Betty and Megan shortly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for this wonderful day we celebrate every year, honoring mothers around the globe. We just thank you for every single mother. And Lord, we ask your blessing on them this day. Lord, we ask your blessing on this show today, that your word would go forth in power, anointing, strength. And Lord, that your people and people that maybe don't even know you yet, that tune in, will be blessed and will hear words of life that will bring them a renewed desire for you. Our goal always, Lord, is to lift you up and to bring you and present you to the public in such a way as to cause them to desire a relationship with you. Lord, that is our goal. We ask your blessing on this show. We give you the glory and the praise before it even happens. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I am joined on the air by somebody, Betty or Megan. I'm not sure which one. Which one are you today?
Well, I'm the older one.
Your Mama Betty, Grandma Betty.
Grandma Mimi. I'm Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Pastor Marcia.
Yes.
Mama Max.
Yeah.
Nana Florida the Great.
That's right. You've got all
a lot
my titles.
Of aliases, my friend.
I do. You got them all down there. All right. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day to you, Betty, and to Megan, who just joined us on the phone. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mama. The two little kids, Andrew and Zoe Grace. The human.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you. It's exciting. I've talked to kids today and grandkids today, and that's all good. And now ready to do this great show. And Mama Meg, you have baby Zoe Grace, who was born a year ago, and you have Andrew right there, who's six. And you have Grayson, who went to heaven 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
So you're a mama of three. And
yes.
And Betty, you're a Mimi of three, so how about that? So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I am a Mimi of three.
Mimi of three. There you go. And little birdie says you two are coming down here to be live in the studio with me in 3 weeks from today, correct?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, we're going to close out the month of May with a very special show with Betty and Megan right here in the studio with us. They're coming for our Memorial Day party, which we'll have on Monday at Sand Key, that for the church and the church family and friends. And then you're just staying with me for several days, and we're going to be beach bums, aren't we, guys?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I tell you what, soak up some sunshine, and this year,
yeah,
when I come down, I'm going to use sunscreen.
Oh yes,
instead of accelerator that you use in a tanning bed, so that my little legs don't get burnt like they did a couple years ago.
Yeah, Megan, I'll believe it when I see it, but I do think it's a great idea that Betty put on sunscreen. I do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty advisable because we look like Casper the Ghost right now. So it's going to be pretty. We're going to probably put people's eyes out when we come out on the beach with shorts on.
Well, it's just that Indiana beautiful weather. What can we say?
Oh, yeah. So. You know, it's rainy and cloudy and cold. So just like it always is.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. I won't tell you about the 78 to 81, something like that today. Beautiful blue sky, no clouds. Yeah, I won't tell you about that. So anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and especially the two of you, very special mothers. So we started a series last week, right at the fork, and we're talking about making the right decisions in life. And there are all these forks in our lives. There are all these times where we have a chance to make choices for what God would want us to do and fall in with his plan for our lives. And then the choice that so many of us do most of the time, and that is just do our own thing when we feel like it and with no real thoughts about coming into line with God's plan. Would you all kind of agree with me on that? That's kind of the way it is, Betty?
Absolutely it is. Hey, it's you, Mama Go.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Whichever. Go ahead, Megan. It's fine. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I think that we do is that we think that our plans are better than what the Lord has for us.
Right.
And I think that we go about our own way, and sometimes we get lost, and we get lost in a jungle, and we really don't know what to do. So at that point, I think that's when a lot of us are saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Right.
And I think he would say, well, why don't you put it in reverse, go back a few steps, and pick me up where you left me.
Exactly.
And it's just
right.
It's so important to know the direction by seeking his face.
That's right.
And knowing where he wants us to go. And through his word, through, you know, maybe even through a sister or brother in the Lord, can tell you that listening to him, through prayer, through words, whatever, helps direct us on the path that we should go.
Oh, absolutely. I'm reminded of the book of Deuteronomy as you're talking about that, so I'm going to run over to that. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, if anybody wants to follow along. It's the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. It says, the word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. And, you know, the copies of the Bible are everywhere. If you don't have one, dear listener, you can find one at the library. You can find one at Walmart. You can find them any place. And I usually teach out of the NIV or the New American Standard or the Message Bible because they're a little bit more understandable. But I tell you, it's near you. The Word of God is near you. You can find it. In verse 15 of Deuteronomy 30, it says, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess it. Verse 19, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life, so that you may love the Lord your God. Wait a minute, I skipped a line. So that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life. He will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Betty, I take it Megan's with the kids right now, and I want to hear what you have to say about that passage of Scripture, because we have been given a choice clear back. We have been given free will. It's up to us whether we choose the right path in life, right?
Yes, it is, and he does give us a choice. You said free will.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times we hesitate in listening to God, thinking that our way is better.
Oh yeah.
And he
yeah.
He wants to give us life and give it abundantly.
Amen.
Through everything from our finances to our marriage, to our job. Situations where sometimes we just don't know which way it's going to turn. But once we turn those things, those situations, those circumstances over to God, God has a very definite plan for our life.
Amen.
What he can do for us once we surrender and give those to him willingly and say, God, I can't handle this. Would you do it for me? And immediately, it's almost like he goes into action. He's almost like a Navy SEAL. You give him order. You give him the orders, and he takes it, and he says, okay, now this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And it may not be, we may not hear the answer immediately. It may be a day or so. It may be a week. It may be months ahead before we get that answer. But knowing that you gave that to him reassures you that he's still in control.
Oh, amen. What you're saying reminds me of a conversation I had just a little while ago with my only granddaughter, Rylan, and she said something very profound as we were talking. She said, this situation I'm discussing with you right now, Nana, I need to give this to God. And I said, yes. And she said, because I've been learning recently in the last several months that everything that I have actually said, okay, God, here it is. I can't fix this. I can't change this. He has worked it out in amazing ways. And she said, now that I'm talking to you about this, I just need to give this to God too. And yeah. I tell you, Betty, I mean, this Nana's heart was, I mean, filled with joy just hearing my oldest grandchild, Rylan, say that and learning that lesson at age 20 is wonderful to hear that coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know, there's so many praise reports that have come from people giving things over to God.
Yes.
Like the adoption of the twins.
Yes.
I mean, that was a hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For choosing. I chose you to guide this adoption and how hopefully seamlessly it went.
It did.
Because
it did.
God had taken it under his wing.
Yes.
And you give it to his advisement, and everything just works out so much more.
Oh, amen.
Smoothly.
And just for a quick little backstory, my granddaughter Rylan had identical twins about 2 years ago. The baby daddy did not stick around, and one of her very best friends in high school, they eventually got engaged, got married, and his name is Taylor. He's her husband. They had a wonderful wedding last October. And the baby daddy last year, a long time ago, decided to give up the children. And so we've been in an adoption process for Taylor, my grandson-in-law, to adopt them legally for several months. It's been going on, and it was final on Thursday, and it was actually final a week before that, but the courts didn't let her know until Thursday. But it's, and the baby's names were changed and all of that, and this is the only daddy they've ever known. So Taylor and Rylan and Aaliyah and Briley are now the Hawkins family. And again, that was one thing, Betty, that Rylan just gave that to God. She couldn't move the system any quicker. She did everything she had to do legally, paperwork and all that. And then she had to sit back and wait. And it taught her a tremendous, this has been going on since last summer. It taught her a tremendous lesson in waiting on God, which she talked to me about this morning, which I'm just amazed. I'm thrilled. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that, you know, we've all kind of been associated with the Lord most of our lives. Some of us more recently than others. But I think that, you know, Rylan and the girls are so blessed to have this makes me cry, to have a Nana that prays for them.
Yes, yes.
And they have a prayer warrior team through Beacon of Hope that has prayed and interceded
yes.
for this to be to go forth and to go forth in victory.
Yeah.
And we know we all just praise God for the victory in this, because the Satan could have really messed this up for all of them, and God's light shone through. And the light was revealed, and
amen.
It came to pass.
Yeah, it did.
And it's just, I mean, this is a miracle to me, because adoptions take so long and so many years to, you know, to be finalized. And so we know that God had his hand in this, and we just praise God for it.
It really was about 10 months, 9 to 10 months, which is kind of mm-hmm. interesting, because that's about the amount of time it takes to grow a baby, right, inside.
Yes.
And it
yes.
was about 9 to 10 months is what it was, she told me today. You know, this goes along with the first point I want to make in Luke chapter 10. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Later, the master selected 70 and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. And then he gave them this charge. What a huge harvest, and how few the harvest hands. On your knees, ask the God of the harvest to send harvest hands. And we talked last week about that first point, asking God to send out people into the harvest. Send laborers, God. Send people that will pray for others. Send people that will have radio shows. Send people that will minister just in Walmart or wherever. Send harvest hands. And as I was looking at this and meditating on this, I pulled out my Dakes Bible, and I love the old Dakes Bible, and it has so much information in the margins. And it said here that there are six reasons that two are better than one. And I found this very interesting. And because Jesus sent them out in pairs. Don't you think that's interesting, Betty? He did not send them out by themselves. And the Dake, the guy that wrote the notes in the Dake's Bible, says this. Number one, they were to help each other in tests, in loneliness, and discouraging times. Isn't that interesting?
But so true today.
Isn't that true?
Where two or three.
Yes.
That is so true, where two or three are gathered. And I think that we call them, back in the day, we called them witnesses, that when they would go out and you would go out in pairs.
Right.
That even in today's world, that you need that extra covering of prayer. So that if one was witnessing, the other was praying at the same time.
Right.
Or the strength of prayer in numbers.
Yes.
Where two, you know, if it was just two people, God was in the midst of them. So it's just amazing today that as we go out and minister, that we go out in pairs or we go out in groups. But the one thing that the Lord is instilling in me is that to be effective, is that we as people today, we need to drop our timidity.
Right.
And quit worrying about what people think or what people are going to say.
Yes.
But if you, it's just like a farmer, you plant a seed.
Right.
If you just plant that small little seed into the ground, you're going to watch it grow.
Oh, amen.
And eventually the Lord will water it.
Yes.
He will nurture it. The sun, the S-O-N or the S-U-N, will come and he will shine his light.
Yes, amen.
Into that seed.
Ooh, yeah.
To grow.
Yeah.
So it is amazing, even back in, you know, when the disciples were ministering, that it still spills over in today's world in 2016 of what a powerful witness we can be for the Lord today.
Well, it really does. And, you know, I find it so interesting that Jesus sent them out in pairs. You know, 70 people, that's what, 35 pairs, right? Is that right? I think it is. And so, yeah, it is. And so interesting because he knew our humanity, our human tendencies. And he knew that we tend to get discouraged. We tend to get tired. We tend to get weary in the work of the Lord. And Dakes, when he wrote these little things in the margin, I think they're interesting, and I want your comments. So the first one was to help each other in times of loneliness, discouragements, to lift up each other when one falls. And also, the second point was to be a balance when there are successful times. In other words, to keep us from getting all swelled up with pride. The third one, he said, was to strengthen in weakness when we're burdened. The fourth one was for unity in prayer, which you mentioned a minute ago, Betty. Fifth one was protection when we're being attacked. And the last one, confirmation when preaching and teaching the word. And basically all six of these things that Dakes put in his Bible are reasons why it's so good to have people in your life that you can trust as a prayer partner, as somebody you can bounce off a situation and say, here's what happened, what do you think? Or somebody that will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and call you when you're having a bad day and you're discouraged and down, or when you're sick and somebody prays for you on the phone. I mean, people need people. We need each other. Talk to me about all that, Betty, because you have been that for me for a long time. And what a blessing you are in my life, because so often I've found myself alone in different situations in the ministry, and you've been there to listen and to lift me up and to pray for me and to pray for me when I've been sick. So I thank you, my friend.
Well, and back at you, girl, because...
Back at you.
over the years have been my prayer warrior along with Megan.
Yes.
Is that, again, we're two or three.
Right.
Are gathered.
Yes.
And we have overcome some pretty stout things in our life and circumstances that the enemy was going to use to bring us down.
Right.
But we came together. We came out victorious.
Right.
And we came out on the winning end.
Amen.
Because we believe in Christ. We believe in the Bible. We believe by faith overflowing that we are conquerors in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why, you know, when we stand behind the line of grace.
Yeah.
And if a warrior is down, and that's what they do in military reasons, if a warrior is down, soldier's down, the other soldiers come around him.
That's right.
Pick him up and
amen.
take him into the medical tent. Well, that's what happens when a warrior goes down in the prayer in the heavenlies and here on earth, is that when a warrior is down and a warrior needs help, we come running, and we come running
amen.
With the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we surround them until they're able to stand on their own.
Yes.
While the Lord is carrying them. And this, you know, I mean, this hits so much home with us right now in today's world, is because Satan is attacking everybody from
right.
all corners.
Yes.
North, south, east, and west, and that's where the Word of God, we've got to get it down in us. And
we do.
We've got to stand, and we've got to stand firm. And it's just amazing to me, over the years, of how many praise reports that we have seen come about,
right?
Because of that choice that we made.
That's right.
Back in, I don't know how many years ago it was for you, but many 1985, I gave my life to the Lord.
Right.
And things have never been the same. They've always been. I can always count on Him. I can count on you, and I can count on Megan for prayer support.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about, Pastor.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
And you know, I think as we talk about this right at the fork, this series, dear listeners, be sure you're on a path that includes prayer warriors in your life, includes people that you trust. You know, Dr. Angel and I did a show this past Thursday night on Go Yard, which you can access on this radio station podcast, Tantalk1340.com. Go to podcast and then go to Go Yard. Last Thursday night, we did it on healthy relationships. And Betty, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that yet, but it's so important that the relationships we have in our lives are positive, they're productive, that there's people in your life that you can trust, people that you can talk to, people that will pray for you when you call them and say, please pray for me, or text them, that they'll actually do that. And Jesus knew that. That's why He sent them out two by two. He didn't send them out one by one. You know?
Well, one of the things that we have to rely on is each other. And
right.
I've been involved with people who said they would pray.
Sure.
And it just didn't go well.
Yeah.
And then you have those people that you can call morning, noon, evening,
right.
middle of the night, and say, hey, or text. Now that we have the ability, or through social media, to ask prayer warriors to pray, and you know that they will go to battle for you.
Amen.
It's so important to have someone that you can go to. The Lord is always with you, but there's always that person that you know would say, hey, will you help me take this to the Lord and help me get through this? It can be so much as, hey, I've got a job interview tomorrow. Would you help me pray for favor?
Right.
Or, I mean, it could be as much as, hey, I've got my mom or my dad is very, very sick, and they need uplifting. Could you help me take that to the throne?
Right.
And immediately, as soon as you say God, you know, in Jesus' name, as soon as you say the name Jesus, he's got that listening ear going on.
He's on it.
He's ready. He's on it. I mean,
yeah.
He is on it.
Well, it is so important that we evaluate, I suppose, is a word for our relationships, and make sure that the people that that we listen to, let's say, or that we trust, are trustworthy. and that they are the kind of people that will lift you up in prayer and you know, do their part. And that's what Jesus was saying here when he sent them out two by two. So we made the point last week that we are to pray for Harvest Hands. We are to pray for people to come out and help spread the ministry, help spread the word of God. And we should be looking for people in our lives that are going to uplift us and be there through the good times and the bad times. People that are not going to have an attitude of judgment and criticism and well, you should have done this and you should have done that. And this is why you got that. And because of this, you know, we've all known people like that, right, Betty? That their support is negative, if you want to say that. And I don't know if you call that support, but their comments are judgmental. And well, you wouldn't be in this mess if you'd done what I told you to do. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. The pompous,
yes,
religious,
yes,
fanatic,
yes,
that I used to call the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
The Sadducees and
Jesus
all
used to
people.
Call them that too, the Pharisees.
Yeah, and he was. If you're not strong enough in the Lord, those type of people can, that negative connotations, the negative attitudes that they have, can be destructive.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And one of the things that you have to be is you've got to be faced up. You've got to be prayed up.
Amen.
You've got to have the ability to shrug it off. You can't let those type of people.
Right.
I'll give you an example. Back in children's ministry years ago, we had a very powerful children's ministry, praise God, thanks to the Lord himself. And we were praying for a young lady who was battling some things at home. And she went out in the spirit.
Yeah.
And that means that the Lord took over her and said, hey, rest my child.
Right.
And I had an elder of the church push me out of the way and tell me, you're not strong enough to pray for this person. I am.
Whoa.
And said, I'm the elder. And I go, I understand that, but this is the Lord's ministry,
yeah,
not yours.
Right.
And I went ahead and stepped out of the way and let that person minister. But to this day, I've never forgot it. I never, because the Lord says, you're the one that,
right,
I want here.
Right.
You're the one that I've chosen to work with children. And it never affected me physically, but it did affect me spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when the Lord, I mean, he hit me hard with some scripture that says, you can do all things.
That's right.
In me.
Right.
All things. And it was almost like it was a huge capital word, all. A-L-L.
Amen.
And that's exactly what he meant. And to this day, I don't back down. I have some timidity when it comes to the Harvest Hands, but I'm working on that. You get, you know, with you or with Megan. Now, Megan will be the one who will step out and say, and she, I know she has a comment here. She's biting the bullet to say something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But she's the one that people will come up and will ask her, there's something different about you. There's, what is it about you? Or strike up a conversation. She's just like my mother. She'd talk to a tree if it would talk back to you. But that's her. That's,
yeah,
her ministry.
Different, yeah.
Is talking to people and bringing them, showing them the light a different way than what I would or what you would.
Amen.
And it's just,
yeah,
amazing how God gives us those gifts.
That's right.
And how to minister to those people and bring in the Harvest Hands so that when we do come to that fork and we know, okay, now which way should I go? Which way should I go? You feel that pulling.
Right.
You feel that, I'm talking too much here.
No, you're fine.
Tugging and that pulling by the Holy Spirit to say, all right, come over here and minister to this person. This person needs you. Now, give them me. And I
Amen.
Mean, it gives me goosebumps to be able to say this because God is so good.
Amen. Woo, I'm going to get Megan's comment after this song by the group New Song. The title is The Same God. The same God who led you in will, I forget the words. But that's okay. You're going to hear it. Here we go.
To the wall, scared you fall, what you gonna do?
With you now. Praise God. Praise God. Megan, are you on the air with us? And your mom said you want to comment here on this.
I do. I have a comment. And
all right.
I want to talk in regards to when you come to a fork in the road, you know, when you're brought into a situation that's tough.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what that may be for some people, but we all go through them. Is human nature, we can either have a fight or flight mechanism.
Right.
And what the Lord wants us to do is he wants us to fight.
Right.
And fight through him with his wisdom, with his guidance.
Amen.
And, you know, I've been in those situations in my life, and there comes a time when you've got to shut off the flight mechanism where you want to try to control everything, and you want it to go at your speed, and you start speaking out wisdom from outside sources. We need to be brought back to the fight mechanism where the Word of God steps in and shows us and directs us in prayer, directs
Amen.
Us in wisdom.
Yes.
And it gives us that deciphering spirit that sometimes we just need to hush. And we need to wait for that still, small voice.
We need to shut up. Yeah.
We need to shut ourselves up.
That's
and we need
right.
to pay attention because
Amen.
In God's timing, he will speak to you. So,
Amen.
You know, through those times for me, is I've had to step back and say, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm not going to fly through this. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to wait upon the Lord. And, you know, it's a day-by-day thing that, you know, you have to just get through the day. You've got to pray. You've got to praise, and you've got to read the Word. You've got to keep yourself fueled up.
That's right.
Like
yes, you
talked
do.
About before, and that's what will get you through. And then that's when the Lord will step in and say, here you go. This is what you were waiting on. Here's the solution.
Amen. Amen. Excellent points. Woo! All of that brings us back to verse 8 of Luke 10. And Jesus was very specific with them. And, you know, it's a lot of times we wonder, well, what does God want to do through me? And, you know, what I hear you saying, Betty and Megan, is that God will direct you. He does direct you if you will listen, if you will get in tune with his plan for your life, which is what this series is all about. And in verse 8 of Luke 10, Jesus said, when you enter a town and are received, eat what is set before you, heal anyone who is sick, and tell them God's kingdom is right on your doorstep. Now, it's very interesting. Three things in this verses 8 and 9 here in Luke 10. Eat what's set before you. In other words, be gentle, be sweet, kind, and lovely, like my dad always used to tell my sisters and I. In other words, if they offer you a meal, take it with gratitude and don't have a yucky attitude of, oh, I don't like that. No, I did this for the 2 weeks I was in Puebla, Mexico, just in February. Whatever was set before me, I ate it, you know. Sometimes it was questionable what it was, but it was always great. And, you know, so he says that. Then he says, heal anyone who's sick. Now, this is something that a lot of us, we hesitate to pray for people because what if they don't want to be prayed for? Well, you can ask them, is it okay if I pray for you? That's a courteous way to handle it. But he's saying here, address the sickness around you. Don't just like bypass it. Oh, too bad you're so sick. Talk to me about that, Megan, because a lot of times we are in situations with people. You, for instance, with the circle of friends that you have made since Grayson passed away due to congenital diaphragmatic hernia, CDH, you have ministered to a lot of people who have a sick child, have you not? Or were going to have a baby that had this disease.
Absolutely, and the ministry is prayer.
It is, and, yes.
You know, yes, and it's through my ministry for prayer is through social media.
Right.
And, you know, you have these parents or these moms that post these comments that, oh, my gosh, you know, I have a lot of anxiety today. And I know now of a couple of moms that are pregnant with a baby after they had lost, you know, their CDH or their baby that had the same thing that Grayson had. And unfortunately, their second baby, has got the same disorder.
Oh, my.
And, yeah. And so you see all these people, oh, well, we're praying. You know, you're in our prayers. Me, I get on there and I put the prayer on Facebook.
There you go.
And,
there you go.
You know, because I'm not afraid of what people think. If I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to do it right here. Everybody can read it and then they can agree with me. Because as we said just a little bit ago, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them.
Amen. And you're going right along with this verse. You realize that, Megan, in Luke 10, 8, 9. Heal anyone who is sick. You are praying for them. You're praying for them. You're praying for the parents. Because it's an emotional upheaval when you're going through something like this that these parents are facing and that you and Ben faced. And then the third part of this in verses 8 and 9 is tell them God's kingdom is right on your doorstep. Now, I want to flip over to Romans chapter 14, and then I'll bring Betty and Megan back in here in just a second. We're going to Romans 14, verses 17 to 23, so that we can understand why we would tell people God's kingdom is here for you, or God's kingdom is right on your doorstep, as it says in the Message Bible. And I am reading now the Message Bible in Romans 14, 17 to 23. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach, for goodness sake. It's what God does with your life as he sets it right, puts it together, completes it with joy. Your task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. Boy, we need to put a big old star beside that. Your task is to single-mindedly serve God. In other words, get your focus right. Get your priorities right. Realize that the most important thing you can do is serve the Lord and get on his path. Do that and you'll kill two birds with one stone, pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you. So let's agree to use all our energy in getting along with each other. And then there's more here we'll get to in a minute. In the New American Standard, verse 17 translates like this. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not what you eat, what you don't eat, what you drink, what you don't drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Who's talking? Whoever's talking, start talking, Betty or Megan.
I'm on.
All right.
Betty.
Betty, the kingdom of God is not about what you eat or drink. It's not about the rules. It's not about how short your skirt is. I mean, yes, there's decent moral things we should live by. But, you know, Paul is saying here, let's realize that the kingdom of God is living in the right standing with God. That's righteousness. Walking in peace and having joy that just bubbles up within you. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. That's what he sent these 70 people out to talk about, the kingdom of God. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, I think that he wanted us to go out. He still wants us. He wanted them to go out with in love because he wants as many people in heaven as he can possibly get.
Well, yeah.
Now, that's very, very laid out layman's terms, but in his kingdom are many mansions.
Right.
And there are times when we have to gut up and go on.
Right.
Put on our our big girl panties, so to speak. And tell people about the love of Christ.
Yes, amen.
We said this a couple weeks ago that our messes that we're in turn into messages.
Yes.
Our tests turn into testimonies.
Let's say that one more time. I don't have the bell here in the control room, so say that one more time. Yeah, ding, ding.
Our messes that we're in can turn into messages.
Yes.
Our tests can turn into testimonies.
Amen. Yes.
And one of the things that with Harvest Hands that we can do is to, if you know someone is hurting, are you going to walk past them?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to let them sit there? And one of the things that really tugs on my heartstrings is seeing a homeless person with children.
Right. Yeah.
And or to see a homeless person standing on the corner.
Right.
And in this world today, sometimes you're afraid to approach people because you don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
But when God sets the stage for you to minister, you're covered in protection. I believe this with all my heart.
Right.
That when you're asked to minister to someone, there was a gentleman that came to my home. We're praying for someone to harvest our pastures for hay. And we were talking business, and we were talking just about things in general, about today, about farming and so forth, and horses and so forth. And there was a gentleman, which was this man's brother, and he said, "I'm very sick." And, of course, immediately I could feel the Holy Spirit working in me, saying, tell him what you want to tell him.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I will. Just give me a second here. And then it came to Betty Lou. Get on this now. I mean, I'm putting this in my own words. And I looked at him, and I had tears in my eyes, and I said, may I pray for you?
Yes, praise God.
And he said, yes. He said, I will take all the prayers I can get.
Praise God.
At that second in time, I mean, that Kairos moment that God gave me to say, may I pray for you? And it didn't take much, because when God tells me to do something, I'm just going to speak for myself. When God tells me to do something, there's this urgency in my spirit.
Sure.
There's this
urgency,
this tugging, that do it.
Right.
His tone of voice changed. And he says, well, I'm working with a doctor that's going to help me. And I told him, I know a doctor who can cure you.
Right.
And he was very solemn, but he was, his demeanor changed.
Wow.
His negativity was more positive.
Okay,
that,
cool.
You know, I mean, do you see that?
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Change that took place.
Right.
Because one person, and I'm not patting myself on the back by any means, but because I took the time to hear him say, I'm sick.
Yes.
Can I pray for you? And I think a lot of times, I mean, in the past, I've missed the boat. I've missed the golden opportunities that the Lord had given me to be able to pray for people.
Right.
I'm not passing up that boat anymore.
Right.
I'm I've got out of my boat. I've got out of my comfort zone. I have asked God to change me so that my timidity is as strong as my daughter's when it comes to wanting to pray for people or talking to people about the Lord. Because I was afraid of what people would say.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hear that. And it's like, well, I understand that, but I just want you to know God loves you. And everything I can possibly say, even where I work, is that I'm sharing God's word. I am
absolutely
sharing God's love. I'm sharing God's peace there because I want people to know that God sent me there for a reason.
Right.